Let's go to Colleen in Fort Myers, Florida, listening on 98.5 FM Ave Maria Radio. Hello, Colleen.
Yeah, hi. My question has to do, how are you this evening, first of all?
I am good. How are you, Jimmy?
I am also good.
Good. Basically, I'm curious, when Adam and Eve are compared to Jesus and Mary in terms of the new Adam and Eve.
Right.
I guess morally I can understand it, but I can't understand it. Adam and Eve were husband and wife, both human. Jesus and Mary are mother and son, one human, one not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, yes,
well,
but also
human,
divine.
But also divine, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Person.
Right. But it's mostly, it's the mother-son versus husband-wife that I don't understand the comparison, how that can break down and be an equals.
Okay. This is, in ways, similar to our previous call, where it depends on language and how language is being used. In this case, we have a comparison, or some would say a metaphor, that's being used to, or an analogy that's being used to compare the original first parents of the human race with the new first parents of the human race. And there are points of similarity, but there are also points of difference. And you just have to recognize that not everything in the metaphor is going to map one-to-one. And so that's frequently why people will say, you know, don't press a metaphor beyond its limits. It's been recognized since the first and second century that there are points of comparison between Christ and Adam, and that's something we find right there in the New Testament itself. St. Paul talks about Christ as the new Adam, but while there are similarities between the two, both serve as kind of the leader of a new humanity. Adam, in the case of literal physical humanity, Christ in terms of redeemed humanity. Nevertheless, there are also points of difference between the two of them. For example, Adam fell and Jesus didn't. Adam is not the Son of God in the same sense that Jesus is, although in another sense he is. So there's kind of, within the phrase Son of God, there's kind of a point of comparison and a point of contrast. So this is something that applies not just to the individual figures of Jesus and Adam. It's also something that applies to Mary and Eve. There are similarities between those two figures. They are both women who are associated in a profound way with the work of the corresponding Adam, Eve with the original Adam, and Mary with the work of her son. But there are also points of difference between them. Again, to name an obvious one, Eve fell, Mary didn't. Then there are points of comparison and contrast and similarity between their relationship to each other. And it's been pointed out for a long time that in the case of the original Adam and Eve, Eve was drawn out of Adam's side, and thus, in a sense, he was her father, sort of, not exactly, not in the normal biological way, but nevertheless, she was taken from Adam, whereas in the case of Jesus and Mary, it was the reverse, and Jesus was taken from Mary's humanity by the power of the Holy Spirit, and so you have a kind of inversion there. But there's still a kind of unusual relationship between both of the parties, between Adam and the original Eve and between Mary and her son Christ. And so it's a complex phenomena. It's something that has a lot of different dimensions to it. And if you insist on trying to map everything onto the two relationships in a one-on-one way, it will lead to confusion. But if you recognize that this kind of language is figurative, and that its purpose is to point out elements that are both similar and different, and you're willing to look at the objective relationships and not try to press the language fully literally, but take it in a more literary way, then it can be a deeply enriching experience to contemplate.
How's that, Colleen?
It helps. I'll think about that.
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
Do any of the fathers in your book take up this evening?
Oh, yeah.
This is spelled out very comprehensively in The Fathers Know Best, Colleen, by the way, which you can get at either thefathersknowbest.com or catholic.com.
All right.
You'll love it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. God bless.